Dear respected brothers, there are some important announcements. First, that this gathering is very important, just like Hazrat Mawlana, respected Mawlana, stated that Allah Rabbul Izzat has prepared for our forgiveness. Allah Rabbul Izzat, may He allow us to appreciate this, my respected dear friends, to appreciate this and to have the desire, to have the self-desire. And if a person doesn't sit with desire and appreciation, then he cannot appreciate. If you have the talab, if you have the desire, urgency and appreciation and adab, manners, when you keep these three together combined, then inshallah, most definitely from Allah Ta'ala, the fares and the blessings will spread. You know, we say that a person who has good adab, he has a good destiny. Good manners, good destiny. So I will request all brothers who are sitting with their backs to the wall, if they are ill or they need to do this, then that is okay. For them, there is no issue. But if you are not ill, then definitely come forward and join the gathering, sit with adab manners, and inshallah Allah will give you more blessings from the gathering. Second request is, just like every time we announce, that any brother with regards to this gathering, please do not make any video or images. And this is a special request, is shar'an, it's not acceptable. And Hazrat, and we always request this and announce that everybody hopefully will adhere to this. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. And mashallah, that this silsila of fairs has started from our masjid, this Sirajuddin. And inshallah, next Sunday, 10th of February, inshallah, Isha Salah, Noor Masjid will be at 10 past 7. And after Isha, there will be the same majlis in Masjid Noorul Islam, inshallah. There, I request all brothers that Allah gives us the tawfiq to take the fares and blessings of my brothers, friends, colleagues, elders, for this majlis to take part, and for Hazrat Sahib to come. And this is a warning for us, a sign for us, a learning for us for the hereafter. This is a hujjat for us. This will become a dalil in our favor, that in these gatherings, for taking part in these gatherings, for getting maghfirah, and for bringing us to this gathering, and Allah has given us an opportunity to come on the right path. And for not doing that, then these majalis will go against us, that people came to you. Allah, alam ya'tikum nadhir, that did people warning you not come to you, explaining to you, they came. So why did you not implement their warning? So my friends and colleagues, may Allah Ta'ala make us all those who appreciate. And this is the principle of Allah that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, if you are grateful for the ni'mas I give to you, then I will give you much more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ لَعِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. And if you are ungrateful, then Allah says, my adab is very severe. That's why my friends and elders, all of us are in need, desperate for islah. Allah says, فَلَا تَزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah has mentioned that never consider yourself pak and pure. No one should say, فَلَا تَزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ عَلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah says, I know more who is muttaqi, who is cautious. In other words, all of us are desperate for islah. We require islah, our rectification. Those who do business, that what do you go when you go to the toy shop? You'll get a toy. When you go to a food shop, you'll buy food. Yes, whatever a person sells or manufactures, or then if a person is selling rice, you'll get rice. A fruit, green grocery, you'll get fruit. And when you go to the friend of Allah, you will attain Allah. You'll attain Allah. When you go to the people of Allah, the Ahlullah, you'll attain Allah. Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayh, Allah gave him ma'rifah, nearness, and he spoke a lot about the nearness, the qurb, and the ma'rifah of Allah. The awareness of Allah. What did he say about the awliya Allah? That don't ask about those. If you have intention, look at them, and they are sitting, waiting. That's why I say, my dear friends and colleagues, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, capability to do islah. It's necessary for the men and the women folk and the youngsters and the children. And the children, that we try to look glamorous on the outside and beautiful, but we are severely in need of washing and cleaning our insides. Like some people say, you look at your face in the mirror, but you don't look at the defects on your heart. and people. Muslims have forgotten how to live and how to pass away. We need to look at our condition within, our situation within, our defects within us, and the darkness that we have inside us. So much khabasat and evil has arisen within us that we are against human beings worse than the lion. We are not in danger from lions and other animals. They go on their own way. And if we pester them, maybe they'll attack us. But insan, the human being, has become such an animal that always we are in danger. That who is going to give me harm from other human beings? That's why Sharia, Sunnah, Tariqat, from the company of the Walis of Allah, if we are far from that, then that person becomes worse than the animals. Worse than the animals. That's why, my dear respected colleagues and elders and friends, I am trying to explain to you these words. The Hazrat Asal, his words and his sohbat and company is what we are waiting for. It's not my objective to speak. But Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran about those great people who are his friends. Allah said, Madinati Yasaqala. Allah has mentioned his friends. That we need to understand from the verses of the Quran, Allah has mentioned guidance. And that's what I'm standing here for, to explain that, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala says that a person, he said, what did he say in the Quran? Oh people, that these people, the Nabis, the Prophets of Allah who have been sent by Allah, listen to them and obey them. And they won't ask you for anything. They don't ask you for money or wealth or material things of the world. And Allah has given them hidayah already. They are already on the straight path. And their work is to do Allah, Allah, to recite Allah and bring people to the path of Allah. So what's this? That when you put your hand into their hand, then these people who have, mashallah, shining faces and with the imamas, they stay at their back. And what lutuf, what satisfaction and enjoyment have they started to attain? We should also bring that mazah and enjoyment into our lives. So what I'm saying is that they shouldn't feel ashamed. I have to say it openly. Our people don't understand hints. That's why I say it openly, that consider yourself as in need, desperate, and go into the service of the Wali's will and say, Hazrat, please do the islah of our nafs. Allow us to get close to Allah. Do the islah, rectification, reformation of our batin. We want to take blessings from you. So, but Hazrat, give us ijazah, give us bayah, so that do our islah, and go to them and request it. Hazrat Sahib lives in Bolton. And attend every day in Masjid Zakriya. In Masjid Zakriya, his majalis take place in other masjids. And you will realize that where does Hazrat Sahab go to? Where does he present himself? And we should go to those majalis and reform ourselves, improve ourselves, and purify our nafs and our souls so that our world and hereafter is improved. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to be appreciative of Hazrat Sahib's majalis. We do dua that Allah elevates and increases his age and his sahat and his health. And may Allah Ta'ala put his shadow and his benefit onto the Ummah. Mila, give us all the tawfiq to do our salam. I will request Hazrat Sahib, and inshallah Hazrat Sahib will speak to everybody and give us all benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to the human being, to the insan, given the status of Ashraf al-Makhluqat, the superior form of creation. Allah has given us this status, and Allah has created us in this way and given us this level, this status and elevation. When Allah Ta'ala created man and sent him to the world, then Allah Ta'ala, to the human being, Allah Ta'ala looked after and gave the all what we need, the resources to fulfill our needs in this life, in this world. Because Allah Ta'ala created man, Allah knows that what items, resources does this human being need in the world? What does he require? How much does he require? How much quantity? And how essential is this for the person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared those resources, and in that manner Allah ta'ala distributed those resources to the world. Manufactured them, created them, and sent them to the world. And for insan has two parts to his life, the human being. One is the physical and one is the spiritual. And for both parts of life, physical and spiritual, Allah Ta'ala has prepared the resources, the nourishment, and the things that we need for both to succeed. Whatever the body needed in life, me and you know very well, every day we are in need of physical things to fulfill our needs and requirements. Allah Ta'ala gave those physical items the amount of which we require to fulfill our needs. For example, wind, air. We need air to live our lives. So Allah Ta'ala has distributed air all over the world that you can breathe with ease. You're sitting here, go into the room, open a window, the wind or the air will come in, and air is such that without air we cannot survive. We cannot live. So you won't get a shop that sends air, that sells air or wind or oxygen. You don't need to go with a bucket. Can you put a bit of oxygen into it, please? I need to breathe. There will be no meter that you have to pay the bill for it. No. Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us. We have the need. Allah Ta'ala has distributed it worldwide. Globally, we are breathing. And in the same way, there are many other things. For eating, Allah Ta'ala has created many things. Allah has given the order to the earth that grow wheat and grow this, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. So many fruits and vegetables and other items grow from the earth. And let's look at meat. We needed to eat meat. So Allah Ta'ala created the means for the meat. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, that the meat never ends. There's so many chickens, they will never end. The more you want mutton, lamb, chicken, I don't know where the meat comes from. The man is in need. He says 15, I want 20, 18, this many. They don't finish, they continue and it increases and multiplies. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala said, whatever we need, honey. Let's take honey, a small bee. The honeybee, and look at the factory that Allah Ta'ala has created, the manufacturing cycle, the manufacturing of honey, that it never ends, it continues. The factories of the world can shut down, but the factory of producing honey never ceases. How the honeybee flies, where it comes from, where it goes, and it's all different types of honeybees, different flowers, different trees, different plants from which the honey emanates, and we are consuming. We are buying. The hukum of Allah is this, that you must give to the human beings. Does the honeybee ever say, many days, I need to go on holiday, put the brakes on Allah, I can't give anymore? No. Never. Has ever a chicken said, that's it, I'm going on strike now, so many eggs the human beings are eating? No, the chicken will say, I've got to give it. In the morning, you put your hand into the container where the chicken sit, and mashallah, the hen or the chicken will lay the egg and will leave, and you'll have the eggs to consume. So Allah Ta'ala has given many things to fulfill our bodily, physical needs. And on top of that, because our needs, our requirements are there, so such Allah Ta'ala has created desires within us, that whatever the desires, when they arise in our minds and hearts, then the body requests that item. What an ajeeb feeling. But we are unjust. For example, we say we're hungry, I'm hungry, hungry. But where does this demand come from for hunger? This feeling, no one's telling us, are they? Within us, Allah Ta'ala has given us feelings. The stomach system Allah has made, the digestive system, it starts to speak to us. Quickly, quickly, I'm hungry, give me something, nourish me, give me food. And the stomach knows that how much food do I need? What's my capacity? What's the volume in my stomach? The stomach is required or requesting half a chapati, a wheat chapati, flour chapati. And you say, that's enough for me. But we do injustice. The stomach's asking for half a chapati. We'll go and buy a total naan. One whole naan. We'll apply ghee and butter. Let's have something. The stomach says, quickly, I only need half a chapati. We say, no. I'm going to shove so much into you, stomach. Don't worry. So he becomes so spoiled, the human being, that he prepares too much. But the stomach's not asking for that much. But we love the stomach so much, the body, everything for the body, that we elevate, increase it, and promote our desires beyond the boundaries. And you can experience this. Our desires are like this, aren't they? Our desires, that we give more over and above than what the organs of the body require. And then we have the ruh on the other side. Allah has prepared for the ruh, the spirit, the soul. What has Allah prepared for the soul? The ruh. Our spirit, just like the worldly bodily items. So Allah has given food for the ruh. The Anbiya alayhi salam was sent by Allah to the earth. Go, O my prophets, and prepare the nourishment and feed the ruh of the human beings. Allah Ta'ala gave us such nourishment, food for our spirit, our ruh, our souls, our inner batin. But what have we done? That the desires of the ruh, when the ruh asks, then we suppress its desires. We crush his desires. The ruh says, I want something. I would say, oh, okay, don't make noise. That's enough for you. We don't need more than that. You don't need more. You can suffer. So the body, we force feed the body. But the ruh, when it desires and requests, we say, no, you don't need anything. That's enough what I've given you before. You don't need any nourishment. You don't need anything. I don't care about you. I said, just five times till I prayed. What's that? I'm not doing any more than that. That's it. Just pray further and go. The ruh says, I need more. And then you say, oh, sabr, don't be greedy, we say to the ruh. We don't even listen to our ruh, our soul. And the ruh, it continues to ask every day in the days past. But the ruh is desperate. We desperately need to give, and it needs more goodness. We'll feed our bodies, but the soil will consume our bodies. But the ruh, the more we feed it, nourish it, strengthen it, inshallah, it will make us pass the test in hashr and the hereafter. But we don't realize this point. We need to understand here. All of you make a promise. Make a promise. Real promise today. It's not a story I'm telling you. This is a fact that I'm explaining. And these are the words of the Akhirah. So that we don't regret on the Akhirah. So a point we have now understood. Yes, a point. What is that? That the real point here is that there's demands from both sides. We need to decide today that we make incorrect decisions. And this is injustice. That with the ruh we do this and with our bodies we do this. Today we have to promise that when the ruh desires, then we will give full nourishment and resources to the ruh, to our soul and our spirit. Because we know now that the ruh, our spirit and soul, is more in need. Okay, the desires, okay, let's recite the ruh shreef tasbih today. And the ruh, our soul, it says, give to me, and we suppress it, we crush it. Instead of one tasbih, we should recite five tasbih of the ruh. So we can nourish and provide more for the ruh that will benefit us. Whenever the ruh, when we have a desire to do good, it's the ruh says, do good, do good. Sometimes good desires come on, okay, let me recite Quran. And then what happens? Let's come off the line of it. No, my ruh is asking me, let me give it full food. The ruh says, recite half safara, half a juz. Say, no, I'm going to recite two juz. So do this definitely from today, and let's give justice to our ruh. Never suppress and keep the ruh hungry or naked, and keep on providing to the body. So alhamdulillah, when you see that the body, you're giving it all what it needs, more than half a chapati, give it a naan or brother. No, don't feed it too much, no point. When the ruh desires, and give it the holiday it needs, and the nourishment it needs, and the preservation it needs. Will you do this, brothers? Yes. So this is one point we have to promise today, that we will provide over and above for our ruh. What will give this result? What will be the result of this? The body will feel pain. Oh, you make me tired. You've done five tasbihs, that's enough. And your body will say, I'm sleepy. You start yawning. Just like this dhikr majlis. Did you see this? So various individuals after salah, they ran away, went from the doors, and they said, oh, you'll get tired. What's this? Not farad, this not necessary dhikr. The ruh demanded and was pleading, I want to sit down and eat the fruits of Jannah. Please give me success. I want to get some strength. After many years, I'm old and I'm frail. This majlis come. We've never seen a majlis in Blackburn like this. So many people coming to do the dhikr of Allah. The ruh is screaming, pleading, begging, and we crush it. We ignore it. Oh, go, what a lot of nonsense. Oh, don't speak rubbish. And we listen to the body and we depart. Run away. Have there many people left? Subhanallah. But you have fulfilled the requirement of the ruh. And the ruh is giving you du'as now. It's praying for you. He's giving du'as to you. Oh, what a good man, my owner. And subhanallah, then the benefit and the call of the ruh will be going to the heavens. And subhanallah, it will be so beneficial, and it will promise to you that just today you offered and you provide for me and made me happy. Then inshallah, when you die, I will make you happy. The ruh is saying this, subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is for us, our benefit. Have you not seen that the little bit of the ruh's desires you fulfilled, and look where you will reach and arrive. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala in her hadith, and she stated, radiallahu anha, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yathkurullah, the remembrance of Allah, yathkurullah, what a very beneficial and short hadith. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one blessed habit in Sunnah, has Aisha Sadiqa, who would know more than her, may Allah be pleased with that, his blessed habits. She was the mahbuba of the mahbub of Allah, the beloved of the beloved of Allah. She said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sarwal Alam, the master of the two worlds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed Mubarak habit was this. And this is very great point she has announced, very essential for us, very, very important message from Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha, that Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala kulli ayani, every moment, every second, every time, every breath, he used to do one amal, an action. What was that action? Dhikr Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And is this a minor hadith? Is it a small message? Is this insignificant? Because the whole deen that we have, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed salah, we pray salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept fast, we keep the fast. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did tawaf, we do tawaf. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank zamzam water, we drink zamzam water, isn't it? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed the Hajarul Aswad, we do the same. All the deen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us, and this is also a part of the deen. Continuous. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's glorious practice, a habit, an amal, an ibadah, a worship. What? Every moment, every breath, every second, every time he would do this action. Subhanallah. Every second. Every second. What a great statement. Great statement. Every moment, every second. First action, we understand what we, the point that we understand, that so important is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu, so important. How important is the dhikr of Allah? And how much we have forgotten the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How important is the dhikr of Allah? And how much we've learned that Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his life, that no action was described like this or mentioned or praised or defined. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this action every second, every moment, every time. Nowhere is it mentioned. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakat. These were limited in the duration. Limited in the time. Scale and duration by about dhikr. Dhikr of Allah. It was stated that there's such an action that every second Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did dhikr. There wasn't a question that never arose that he would leave this action, that he wouldn't do this action. So me and you, we need to think now that how great a deed this must be, how important a deed this must be, and how essential and desperate for us is this. And I've said these words before. I said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the resources for us according to our needs. In the ratio according to our needs, and that we are desperately in need for them. And how desperate we need, we are very in need. Just like air, if it was to cease, we couldn't breathe. With regards to dhikr, the same applies. That most of all, what does the human being in need of? Dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. He's in need of it. And who has made us together? Shaitan. Because he wants us to leave this world without success. Most important, what we are in need of, what item, what action? The dhikr of Allah. Look at this. That's why Allah Ta'ala has made dhikr very common. Salah, 5 times a day, is a certain test with the condition zakat, there's a certain amount. Yeah, whatever ibadah Allah has given us for our ibadah, for us to worship, Allah has confined that to a certain duration or amount. But dhikr of Allah, so much benefit for human beings, so many rewards in dhikr of Allah. And what we will give in the akhirah through the dhikr of Allah. And Allah knows that how much we need the dhikr of Allah, how Allah is fulfilling that need of ours. How Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling. And our job is say, Aman wa sadaqna. That Allah says, this is for you to do. Take it. We should close our eyes and say, that's it. Our bodies are ready. We shouldn't go towards, how is this fulfilling my need? What do I need to do? The question doesn't arise. Allah is Rabb. He knows that Allah says that so many of our needs, the dhikr of Allah will fulfill in this world and thereafter. Nothing in the world can fulfill our needs. No ibadah, no dua, no pleading. This is such an action, the dhikr of Allah, that will do the dhikr of Allah. And the things that we need in this world and thereafter will be fulfilled automatically. Ala kulli ya'ani, subhanallah. All moments, every second. Think about this. Here we need to think now that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every moment, second, did dhikr of Allah. Why? Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, if we see here that the sketch of his life, and we could see the reflection of his life, that he came to teach us deen, every second of his life was busy, occupied. Every moment of his life was to be shared with us. Home, outside, business, every part of his life. Every single action of his was to be delivered to us, shared with us. We were then to imitate him. And whoever lives his life according to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is successful. If he goes left or right, after I go, I'll do this as well. I'll taste this, I'll taste from that, I'll taste from there. Then that's become our way of life. We wear libas of someone else. We look like something else. We have masjid here. We want to do this here. This is not deen. This is not deen. Deen is this. That Allah's announced to us that my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've sent him as the greatest example for you. And when I give you an example, the best demonstration, that if you make my kameez like this, I give you the sample, and he makes your buttons there and the collars like this and puts the pockets there. We've done him. He said, I'd like to do it like this. And today this is the fashion. I made the kameez like this for you. Brother, I gave you the sample. I don't need the fashion. I told you to make my kameez, to stitch it this way. I gave you the sample. I want it like for like. If I didn't give you the sample, then you could make it according to you. You put the sample behind you and made the kameez according to you. I don't need this kameez. So when we will go to Allah in His court, Allah will say, tell me that deen I gave to you, the sample I gave to you, the greatest sample. I taught you how to eat. He taught you how to go and pass and go to the toilet. He told you how to go to your wife. He gave you libas, attire, how your faces should look. Every single action my Nabi taught you, demonstrate to you in His blessed life, more than 100,000 students of his will have behind, then they demonstrated to you, and you have brought to me what way of life? Different thousands of different types of actions you brought to me that do not conform to that path. Second point, let's promise today that every action, every second of our life will be according to who? according to Sunnate Rasulullah. So will we do this, my brothers? I'll keep on asking you for a promise. Inshallah, then we will meet each other in Jannah. Inshallah, this is the theme. This is the lecture. This is the speech. Yes, Bukhari, when you read it, you'll get these words. If Siyasata, you'll read, you'll get these points. Yes, you can read other kitabs, Tirmidhi Sharif, you'll get these words. Subject, deen is this that I'm explaining to you today. This is the deen. Yes, our Nabi says, every action, follow it. Follow him. Imitate him. When you drink water, stop. Stop. That, shall I drink water like this, or that way, or like that nation, or like this insan? Everyone is good. I have no link. Everyone's good. No, I want to do this action according to Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Do you want to enjoy that? Most enjoyable. What will that water be? Then you won't be drinking water, you'll be drinking Zamzam at that time. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When you're drinking Zamzam, and Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm giving you this water, then where will you arrive? Then Nabi Al-Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be standing at the pond of Kawthar, and he'll be giving you water from his blessed hands. There you imitated me. Come, I will give you the water from my hands. I'll give you the water with my own hands. So brothers, this is the transaction, the deal of the day. Promise today that our lives we won't distribute to different ways and styles and methods. We've come for one objective. Allah has given us that maqsad, the objective life. No need to be ashamed. Why are you ashamed of practicing the right life? Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did he not wear imamah? He wore it, didn't he? So what pain do we have wearing imamah? Tell me, what pain? Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his actions, why don't we imitate his actions? Did he not apply miswak? Did he not utilize? Why don't we use miswak? Did Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not apply surma to his eyes? Why don't we wear surma? Why? These are small so-called actions. Wallahi, Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing of his is small. Every action gives Jannah. Paradise. And Jannah, such a paradise. Allah's Nabi says, stated, Jannah is like this, that you won't go on your own. مَا كَانَ فِيَ مَعِيَ فِي جَنَّةِ I'll take you with me. مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّةٍ فَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ The respected scholars ahead, whoever loves my sunnah, who has applied surma like me, whoever's done miswak like me, who has slept like me, who has kept his beard like me, all of these, Rasulullah said that the boundaries I gave to you, if you imitated me according to my lifestyle, and you followed it, imitated it, my lifestyle, that the knowledge came to you by the scholars, and you didn't imitate your, follow your desires, Rasulullah said, for man habani, then I love you. Allahu Akbar, imagine. Nabi Sim loves us, and then when I love you, what will happen? Then I will love you in such a way, just like I love Bilal radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Just like I love Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Have you not seen my love? Siddiq, I loved him, and now he's lying down next to me. And Umar, I announced that he's my friend. Where was Umar radiallahu anhu? And he had taken the sword out, he had the niyah, he was going to astaghfirullah nauzubillah, to hurt the Holy Prophet. Some people in Makkah were saying he's going. Was there not a bigger enemy than him? Subhanallah. Then when he came, he became a friend. Such a friend he became, that whoever I love, Rasulullah said, then he will be with me, next to me. And he announced that he's with me. When I will wake up in the hereafter, on my right will be Sadiq, on the left will be Umar radiallahu anhu. And the people who are burning with rage, let them burn with rage. Let them burn. So what we need to do is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the proof of love, there's no other practice. Now there are many tariqas, we say, shaitan's ways they are. There's only those methods we should practice that Rasulullah has prescribed to us. I'm telling you myself. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm telling you myself that I love these actions. So what do you do when you go in the world? What actions are you practicing? Why have you adopted your own methods and ways and tariqas and techniques and ideologies? What kind of nonsense is this? I have told you myself, Rasulullah said, that practice this. And if you practice, I will love you. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That, for example, there's no way to take leaps and strides and do what you want. Whatever other people do, don't worry about them. You follow the right way. That what are you seeking? What? Seek the hadith, the Quran. Go to listen to the words of the ulama ikram, the respected soul. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like, prefer? Look at the style of the Sahaba. Look at the Sahaba. Yes, that what we say, for example, in Gujarati, dhoti we call it, or izhar, and there are other practices. And for example, let's say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I like kaddu, I like the pumpkin, and he cooked it, ate it, and all the Sahaba ikram fell in love with that. And subhanallah, that until Qiyamah, all the awliya, the walis of Allah, all of them said that, oh, we want to eat this. We want to eat this vegetable. This is it. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam liked it, loved it. There's a path for us. It's beloved to him. He loves it. So we need to respect this. This must be a great action. No need to analyze it, whether benefits, not the benefits. Definitely 150%. There may be so many benefits that we cannot even count or record or write about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Two promises today. Yes. Promise one and promise two. So here in the hadith, we have got the big importance, emphasis. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dhikr Allah that he did, his remembrance of Allah. How did he do that, my brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did so many actions. He was in the bazaar, marketplace, home, outside, slept, awake, eating. He did all the actions we do. So how did he do so much dhikr every second moment without any wasting of time? Obviously, you can only do dhikr with the body, like you're praying salah. You're praying with your body. So how can you pray salah all the time? Can you? You can't pray salah when you're sleeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, taught us how to pray salah. Or for example, we could do tasbih from the tongue. But for example, there are times when you cannot recite from the tongue. But you have to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith says that every second, every moment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did dhikr all the time. So what dhikr did he do? Practically. Third promise, third point. After today, we, all of us, our ruh, we should not crush it. We shouldn't suppress it. Oh, it's all right. Leave it. Just do tasbihs. Two tasbihs. Or do 12 tasbihs. And we just stop on this, don't we? Oh, three tasbihs you've done, haven't you? I've done dhikr, haven't I? Four tasbihs I've done dhikr, isn't it? This is oppression with the ruh. That your stomach asks for half a roti and you bring the whole paratha with the eggs. And the stomach says, I didn't ask for egg. Why are you making me ill? And the ruh says to you that I cannot stay alive without dhikr. The ruh says that I need to do dhikr, this is the food for me. We say, no, three tasbihs is enough. Two times subhanAllah, that's enough, I'll get this much jannah. Is this justice? Is this justice? Speak solid 100% today. 100%. That the dhikr of Allah is the food for the ruh. And dalil has come to us today, the proof. So now we should follow that sunnah. That how did Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every second do the dhikr of Allah? Because we need to do the same. That's why you're gathered here. Allah's giving you a message today. Delivering a message to you today. A communication that not every human being will have come here today. Only those will have come here who Allah Ta'ala selected. I told you this last time. SubhanAllah. And today, I would like to speak to you about this message. Every majlis, the people change. They rotate. The old people leave. They took the message. They come or not come. Allah Ta'ala sends new people to the majalis. That you can count here. All here would be new people. 100 people have come. I brought with me. So who weren't here before? SubhanAllah. Yes, there are no old faces. The Allah Ta'ala changes the people because Allah Ta'ala hasn't made a rule that these are permanent and they just stay forever. Allah wants to arouse the whole ummah, awake the whole ummah. There's such a great action which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your Nabi, he came to teach you the deen and he demonstrated the deen that this is essential for you every second, every moment, every awqat, every moment you need to do dhikr of Allah. And I reply, oh, you can't do this all the time. And if I do it, I take the tasbih, 5 tasbih, 3 tasbih, 2 tasbih. Hukam, order is every second we must do dhikr of Allah. Every moment whilst we're sleeping, when we're in the toilet, even then there should be dhikr. This is a masla. What dhikr is that? Because we can't say from the tongue, come in the toilet. Imam Malik rahmatullah has agreed that no. You can't do this. It was from the hadith, he proves this. But Imam Abu Hanifa said, no. The hair, the tongue will stop, but the dhikr will be there. He said the dhikr will occur. Even in there. That he said, in the fiqh, he stated, there will be dhikr. Imam Malik said, no. You can't do the dhikr of the tongue. But we obviously follow, and we accept Imam Abu Hanifa that we have to do dhikr as well. There in the toilet, we can't be lazy for even 1 minute. This is the sign of the ummati. And where are we going? Off track, astray. That's such a great, great action. And we've demoted dhikr so much and we're taking so much loss at this moment in time. The ummah, you can imagine the biggest loss will be what? That Allah will be displeased with us because we are disregarding His remembrance. Such people, men, such an ummah, that they've forgotten Allah. Instead of remembering Allah, the word comes is forgetting. That either a person remembers Allah or he has forgotten Allah. There's no other third quality or state. Well, now this will become a lengthy discussion. I can give you many examples of this point. So now, us every moment, every second, every time need to be doing dhikr of Allah. How can we do dhikr of Allah all the time? Obviously it can't be done from the body, from the tongue. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what dhikr did he do all the time? As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha mentioned this. So every moment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dhikr he did all the time was the dhikr of the heart. Dhikr in his heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed heart every second was alive with the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. I mentioned this to you last time, but and I am again today presenting myself in your service, and I will request to you, I will mention to you, my friends, make your hearts alive to the dhikr of Allah. Because make your hearts absorb the dhikr of Allah. Busy with the dhikr of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala loves His servant who does this. This is what Allah demands from us. Allah says, I'm demanding you, my human being, that I won't make you stop living in the world, or stop you going to your wife if you remember me, or stop your businesses. I won't say to you, sit in the corner and just remember me, don't anything else. Allah says, I want that you wander around in the world and you continue to remember me at the same time in parallel. Because this is the servanthood I want, Allah says, that you should stay as my servant. You should carry on doing the work of the dunya, and I should always be in your heart, and no one else should come to me. That no one else should be remembered. You are sitting near your wife, but you are remembering me. So when a man becomes like this, my friends, we don't have yaqeen of this, do we? How can this be? I'm next to my wife. How can I remember Allah if I'm next to my wife? That everything at that time, my wife, I'm giving love to my children. How will I remember Allah? At that time, the child is with me. I'm stood in my shop. I'm counting the notes. How will I enjoy the notes? How will I remember Allah? But Allah Ta'ala says, this happens. And it will happen, and it will happen from you. You will do this action, these actions, subhanAllah. So much you'll remember Allah, so much you'll start to remember Allah. Allah will, I tell you from experience, that insan, that you know, when he's given change to the customer comes along and says, you give me £5 extra, I'll give this back to you. Why? Because he's remembering Allah. He wasn't worried about the money, how much change am I giving? He's remembering Allah. This happened with me various times, I tell you the truth. Various times happened to me that the customer, he would come back, the sincere customer, you gave me 15 and I'll give you this back. Oh, I thought I had to give you this much. I said, sorry about that. So his mind, the person who's remembering Allah, is so much busy in the ish, the love of Allah, subhanAllah, that he doesn't consider the loss of the world as a loss, subhanAllah. That this is the meaning, this is what Allah Ta'ala desires from his servanthood, that this is your servanthood, that I should be remembered by you all the time. You should remember me so much, so much. You live in the world and you're remembering me. When maut will come, you won't even realize that. Am I dying or am I alive? And on your mouth at that time should be Allah, Allah, Allah. That's why there's a hadith that whoever the people who do the dhikr of Allah, they will go into paradise smiling, laughing. They won't know anything about asking about their deeds or counting. They won't have to wait or stand. No will have to wait for 50,000 years of severity, because Allah Ta'ala said they're ashiks of my remembrance. The ashik, the lover of Allah's remembrance, in his heart is Allah all the time. With enjoyment and doing the dhikr, they will go into Jannah. The people of Jannah, see, you've come so quick. They said, we don't know what's happening on the way. There was no severe trial or test. We entered into paradise very easily, subhanAllah. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. So brothers, the dhikr of the heart, which is qalbi dhikr, inshaAllah. We will do this dhikr shortly. Lisani dhikr, the dhikr of the tongue. You can do dhikr loudly. But the dhikr of the heart, this, don't leave this. And how do you attain this dhikr? Listen carefully. I will, let's revise the sabak, the lesson. I mentioned this last time around. The new brothers who come here for the first time, those who were given dhikr last time previously, they will be busy with the dhikr that they were taught. So qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart, this is attained via maraqabah. Silent. Maraqabah is a person first pretends or imagines, he puts forward the imagination that Allah, I have no awareness, you are next to me, he dims the lights, that we'll do this in a little while, so that we can imagine. We have to pretend first, we have to force ourselves into the environment, that there's nothing, and this is the tariqah that the pious elders have been. This is not bid'ah, dim the lights, or put the cloth on your head, and after that you go into isolation, remember Allah, this is reality, this is reality. That even if the lights are on, this human being, everyone's sitting. And he thinks that I am in isolation at that time. Eventually. And he'll feel that I am on my own, solitude, and I'm in isolation. And in his heart be saying, Allah, 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 latifa qalb, samti latifa ruhu, nafs. He's wandering between the lessons. Allah says, Abu, we're telling you to get the shubha. Oh, is it? We've got shubha. Okay, let's go. I don't know where you are. We speak to you. We keep talking to you, speaking to you. What do you do since you started doing thikr? You're lost. And this happens in parallel. These are the emotions and feelings. So when a person, it becomes his habit in the heart, and this is attained via maraqabah. This is not magic, it's not a magic potion or some spell. No, listen to the tariqah. Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his first ibadah, what did he used to do the Hira? Did he used to read Quran, pray salah? No, he used to meditate. Think, he was thinking, contemplating. Straight from there you can see the Kaaba, from the cave of Hira. And he would close his eyes and would be immersed in the remembrance of the Jalliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Jibreel Islam brought the Quran, that now you have prepared, now the Quran is being revealed to you. Allahu Akbar. So maraqaba is remembering Allah silently. Nabi Salasim went there on his own, he took his belongings, he sought such a place, he was a Nabi. And his finding the place to do dhikr of Allah is so great. SubhanAllah. We have to make an excuse. We have to force ourselves to do maraqba. One maraqba. That select two times. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. It's the fourth promise that we have nasiha. Whether you practice on this after, it's up to you, because I will be free from my task and responsibility. I've explained. Whoever's got the right destiny will do implementation on this, and inshallah, you will arise and go into paradise. Don't speak waste of time words, nor do I have time, nor do you have time. We are busy, you are busy, I'm busy, everyone. And I've just come for some moments, for a few hours here. May Allah Ta'ala accept this and make these few hours acceptable. And those who are sitting, may Allah accept. Listen carefully what I'm saying. So how do we attain the dhikr all the time? Via maraqabah. How can we do dhikr all the time? Via maraqabah, silent dhikr in the heart. And the hukam, the order is every moment, every second, every time, do the dhikr of Allah wherever you are. And waswasa, whisper of shaitan, let me make that distant from you. Distant from you. That, it's not for me, is this? I'm busy, I used to teach, I teach hadith. I'm imam, I lead salah, I have to give khutbah, I teach children. This is not for me. I'm beyond this, I'm a busy man, I do work with the deen. So shaitan says, it's not for me to do dhikr all the time. We're doing, should we do the work of the deen or do Allah all the time? We're teaching hadith, we're teaching children, we're alims, we don't have time for this. Every human being, non-alim, alim, scholar, non-scholar, conscious, unconscious, every insan, this is the same hukam. The same order. Every second moment opportunity, remember Allah. No one's free from this. No one is, you can say, excused from this. It's for everybody, because this action was done by the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the actions of Sarkare du Alam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he did it, means it's for every human being. Lazim. Alim says, I'm a scholar, I don't need to do this. Was there a greater Alim scholar than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Any greater Muhaddith than him? Tell me. Oh, Matajir, businessman. Was there any greater businessman than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which action, part of life, career, subject was it that the Prophet ﷺ did not implement? And every subject matter, profession, or position of authority, leadership, Nabi ﷺ still did dhikr of Allah every second during those tasks and duties. So first and foremost, think every man, human being, everyone has to do the dhikr. Otherwise, that individual is picking up loss. Whatever part of the work, deen you're doing, work, tabligh, you're a da'i. Was there any greater da'i than the Prophet ﷺ? Anyone greater than him who gave ta'aleem or da'wah? He would always do zikr every second. We say, no, do this tasbih and the rest of the time call people to the deen of Allah. No. Tasbih, not every second. Zikr is every second, not tasbih. Not tasbih. Every human being, whether he teaches Quran, teaches hadith, teaching ilm, doing tabligh, going on the deen, wherever he is, every second, his heart should be saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Lazim, compulsory. Remember this. Remember this. So every human being, whoever is sitting, whatever platform, whatever background, whatever you do, it's lazim, compulsory to learn dhikr and perform it, implement it. The rest of your work you do, they keep doing it, there will be barakah. No one is excused from doing dhikr. Well, remember this. No one is excused. It's lazim for every human being to do dhikr. And what dhikr? Dhikr of the heart. What is that? Maraqabah. The mind and yours heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. That continue to do that. Yes? This is the next point. Now, how do we learn this dhikr? Maraqabah. How do we do this? How do we get nearness to Allah? How do we do dhikr every second? From maraqabah. So first we have to understand that we detach ourselves from the dunya morning and evening. Morning and evening, you need to practice this, sit on your own. Solitude in the masjid, in the corner, at home, on your own, in a room. And you'll put a cloth on your head just to shade yourself from the light and dim the lights, give you focus. This tariq, I'll give you whoever wants to learn. I'll teach that person, inshallah. Totally, I will teach dhikr, the silent dhikr, and people to learn this dhikr. 40 years did maraqabah, silent dhikr, and go and sit in the gatherings of the walis of Allah. And you'll learn this so easily today. Look how easily Allah has given us deen. And we don't emphasize on it, understand, appreciate. It's Allah's choice, Allah's will, isn't it? But then we'll have to give hisab for this, we'll have to account for this, remember this. Such a great ni'mah, the greatest ni'mah, dhikr of the heart, we'll have to account for this. Will you all brothers learn this? Lord depart, but after leaving, learning this, so I'll teach you the tariqbah. We'll have to do maraqabah, concentrate on the heart, focus on the heart, cease, stop the tongue, and you will be breathing, and you won't say anything, no noise, no volume, control the tongue, and control your thoughts. And focus on the beats of the heart and think and imagine, try to say with every beat of the heart, Allah, 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 a rhythm, create a rhythm. You understand rhythm? The sudden that you're breathing, and in the beginning you'll forget, you'll be distracted. Don't worry, take a few seconds and you'll start to run with the heart, run with the heart. SubhanAllah. In other words, that you have to connect your mind with the heart. And from the mind, you're saying, Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. I'm saying from the tongue, aren't I? But you will say from the mind, the heart, you'll feel so much enjoyment, alhamdulillah, glory be to Allah, that the heart, it will run away from you. It will say, you sleep, and I will continue to do my work. Subhanallah. So much enjoyment, satisfaction in the heart's work. You're sleeping, your heart will be saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And when a person wakes up in the morning after that, then first come to him the words of the heart. He's saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And he's getting up, waking up in the morning. Ajeeb emotion at the time. And Allah can give as much as he wants to whoever he wants. But remember, a person doesn't become a buzurg, wali Allah. He doesn't start to get revelation, Jibreel Islam, na'uzubillah. And don't fall in this trap. I'm a wali, I'm a sheikh, I've done dhikr of the heart, I can do whatever I want to accept it. Don't follow this drama. This is all deception, drama. Why are we doing dhikr of Allah? Number one, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us this. And this is his blessed sunnah that we are implementing. Number two, we want to attain Allah's nearness, Allah's radha, pleasure. And with the dhikr of Allah, we attain Allah's radha. Number three, we are preparing for our qabr, akhirah, our grave. We want to make all of these phases after death successful. And these are the three reasons we're doing dhikr of Allah. There's nothing else. Nothing extra and over above that. That's it. We don't become wali Allah, sheikh, and do this. These three false desires we need to eliminate. We need to have the three correct desires. And when the heart starts, do this. When the heart starts and it starts to gallop, there's a sign. Let me tell you the sign of the heart that's alive. Let's listen to the sign. The sign will be this, that as soon as the heart becomes jari and the qalb starts to beat, then there'll be a beautiful feeling and emotion in your heart at that time when the heart's alive. You won't be mad or crazy or stupid. An emotion will come into your heart. And what will be that emotion? That you won't, those actions that Allah Ta'ala has told you to refrain from, you'll start to dislike them. And here the clash arises now, isn't it? Yeah, remember what I'm saying. That your emotion and feelings will change. No one's telling you anything. No one's forcing you. But within, because the nur, the light comes. When the light comes, then darkness goes distant. So you will start to feel enjoyment in your salah. Before you used to pray salah in 3, then you'll pray salah 5-10 minutes. Prostration will become long. And you won't look towards haram, unlawful things. Nobody's stopping you. No one's stopping you, but your emotions will become ajeeb. Okay, let's go beyond this now. That your tongue, it will start to be more silent. People will be speaking. You won't speak wasteful statements. What is this all a sign of? That your heart has become alive at this moment in the dhikr of Allah. With the dhikr of Allah, look at this beautiful point. No one's stopping you. No one's forcing you. Automatically, you'll have the desire to become pious. Allah's prepared automatically for you how to become pious. Allah says, you say my name in your heart, and I will continue to make you pious. So it's such an easy formula. So what do we need to do? Morning and evening, we need to practice this, implement this. We'll do dhikr now. After dhikr, those brothers who want to learn dhikr, they will be taught dhikr, alhamdulillah. After learning dhikr, you start doing dhikr of Allah. Morning and evening, sit down, do maraqabah. Silent dhikr, the amount of tasbihs, I tell you, do those tasbihs. Me and you will have a connection. You can maintain the connection. I will guide you, continue to guide you. This is the first lesson. After this, I'll give you the second lesson. Then the third lesson. Inshallah, nur ala nur, your life will become. Subhanallah. Now, you make the intention and I will continue that friendship with you. And when you have my friendship, alhamdulillah, then it won't just be here, Nenis. Inshallah, our homes will be together in the paradise in hereafter. Remember this, what I'm saying. Inshallah. So brothers, have courage, determination. We've seen a lot of dunya. Now let's go towards the akhirah. But even then we don't leave the world. No, Allah doesn't say leave the world. Dunya will continue. Rather, it will continue more. Barakat will come. Blessings will come. Mal of barakah will come. Barakah in your children. Barakah in your business. You won't have haram, no interest, no wrong, no lying. Subhanallah. When these things come into your life, then consider your dhikr is accepted. Subhanallah. So this is not the sign of acceptance. What does shaitan do? As soon as you go to sleep, then he shows you dreams. Like you're doing tawaf, I'm pious. Oh, I saw a good dream today, Hazrat. What was that dream? That I was going towards Hajj. And I was doing good actions. And I saw Wali Allah was coming doing salam to me. Yar, I'm a pious person now. Wali, no, no, no. This is deception. This is not the sign of success that your heart is alive. The signs Allah has given, they are the signs. That the meaning of your heart to become alive is that you cease going towards haram. You implement sunnah actions. You have love for Allah Ta'ala's deen. And you are seeking, finding halal rizq, lawful earnings. And all bad things are knocking in your heart. And you see that our heart has become a mufti. And it gives fatwas that don't do this action, don't do this action, don't do this action. Leave this. And the man leaves the wrong actions. And these are the signs of your dhikr being successful. So let's do dhikr of Allah now. And after dhikr, you learn from me the first lesson of dhikr, I will teach you that first lesson, and then you can start to implement that, and your heart will be jari and alive. That's what you have to do. Out of that, control your lives towards good, pray 5 times salah, and keep your beards on your face. 2 actions are definitely essential, definitely, for good dhikr result. What are they? Follow the sunnah, pray salah, and keep the beard, minimum 1 fist length, lazim. Without this, your dhikr will have no positive effect. I tell you this. This is the condition. Dari, beard, 1 fist length minimum. And yes, if you should keep it to that length. Beyond that, you can keep longer. Salah, 5 times a day salah. In jamaat, congregation, 2 conditions. And the dhikr of Allah, 3 things take hold of, inshallah. The rest, Allah will make you leave and leave and leave the bad things. According to the will of Allah. So we'll do dhikr now. Listen to the method of dhikr. First we'll do dhikr jahib, loud dhikr, recitation of the verses of the Quran, isn't it? Fine. After that we'll do the dhikr of silent dhikr in the heart. When we finish that, then without a gap we'll start maraqabah. Yes. So we'll do we'll do dhikr loudly, then the tongue will cease to move, then we'll do dhikr in the heart. Allah, Allah. First we'll do dhikr from the tongue. Suddenly when we stop that, after that what do? We start saying from the heart. And my total focus is on my heart. The amount of time we do maraqbah, sit like this, focus on the heart. Then we'll do dua, recite durood sharif. And then the gathering will conclude. Are we all ready, brothers? Inshallah, we will now start dhikr of Allah. We should be very grateful to Allah. We should be very grateful. Maybe we won't get a chance again in our lives. Allah knows this could be the last final gathering in a person's life. We should consider this is Allah's fadl, His blessings and mercies, that from hundreds of thousands of people, Allah Ta'ala selected me and you, and collectively we are sitting and doing the dhikr of Allah. When a person does dhikr like this with extreme gratefulness, appreciation, there's a very famous hadith we regularly hear and read, but for taste and enjoyment, I repeat this hadith to you, that when there's such a majlis like this and we sit and do dhikr of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately delivers rewards to the gathering. The first reward for that gathering is that Allah Ta'ala says that the angels, special select gatherings, descend to that gathering and surround the gathering. It's happening now. Here, Allah's rahmah descends from the skies, from the mercies, and surrounds, covers that gathering of dhikr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my khas, special ni'mah, special reward, sakina, contentment, special feeling, emotion comes into the hearts of the people in the majlis of Allah's remembrance. Then Allah says, in my special gathering in the heavens, amongst my special angels, I mention those people who are sitting in the gathering of dhikr, each one by name. This person's in my gathering, this person's doing my dhikr, this person's remembering me, name by name. Then when the majlis reaches its conclusion and reaches the peak, Allah says, oh, my angels, bear witness. Bear witness. Allah doesn't need any witnesses. But bear witness, my angels, that whoever's in this gathering, whatever condition he came in, whatever sins he brought, whatever impurities he brought to the gathering, but he came to my rahmah, mercy, then I, his Rabb, have become so happy with him due to the dhikr he's done, that for the rest of his life, his sins I forgive, and I transform the sins into good deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, is this not enough for us? For success, kingdoms, world, money, billions, nothing can this compare. Not even a dot compared to the rewards. Us sitting here coming from far, close, we have given no sacrifice. Nothing at all. Rather, this is Allah's mercy. He's given us the opportunities. Fadl, His rahmah, His blessings.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاداتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاداتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاداتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في قلبي لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.